Don, why are you massive?
Yael, I'm skinny.
I don't mean why are you more or less massive than other people. What I mean is, why are you massive at all?
You're asking me to tell you why the fundamental particles I'm made of have mass?
I'm really just trying to make a point. I don't expect you to tell me something that physicists don't even know.
You want me to believe that scientists don't understand something as basic as why particles, or you or I, have mass?
I don't care if you believe it, but I hope that our listeners do. The question of why particles have mass is one of the greatest problems in science today.
But physicists must have some idea.
They do. It's called the Higgs field. The Higgs field, if it exists, permeates space. When particles interact with the Higgs field, they acquire mass. Particles that interact strongly with the Higgs field are very massive, and particles that interact weakly are less massive or have no mass at all. One popular analogy goes like this. Imagine that the Higgs field is a room of socializing physicists. Then a particle enters the Higgs field. She's a scientist who's made an outstanding new discovery. She tries to push to the other side of the room, but physicists gather around her to congratulate her, making it hard for her to move.
It's like she acquires mass from the field.
Correct. She interacts strongly with the field. Whereas you, on the other hand, would barely cause a ripple.
And that explains why I'm so skinny.
It's an analogy, Don.
Right. I knew that.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Chelsea Wald with help from Harold Ogren in physics. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.